You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. It's Tuesday. Have you gotten your tickets for Sketchfest? You can go to stage773.com for the calendar. I don't think I've talked about it nearly as we had so much fun last night with the Garden Boys, with Cupid Players, with the stuntmen.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they were all so great. Brian Posen, the mad genius behind all of this, and Brian Peterlich, also mad genius behind a lot of this as well, right? I mean, I don't understand what happened last weekend. There was a lot of just fun things, just nonstop fun from Thursday through Sunday. I walked in, I didn't get to see Molly and Liam do their thing. I know that Molly had toothpaste in her hair, and then I saw.
Oh, sweet God!
The toothpaste was everywhere. He came to Sketchy Bater.
I saw.
Can't get that out of my mind.
Yeah, are you performing with Hard Candy again this week?
We don't have another Hard Candy show, but Liam and I are going to be in another show together with a group called Me and Some Other Guy on Friday night.
Okay. And is there going to be more toothpaste?
I don't think there's going to be any more toothpaste.
Craig's really hope. Craig, he just can't.
I can't shake it.
So I think you did a great job of explaining that moment where you both kind of break through that that uncomfortableness, that the weirdness that people are willing to like just brush their teeth and they're spitting and they'll switch teeth. But like, how do you decide to take it to the next level of what you did with your all this toothpaste and mouthwash?
I guess we just started from this like basic idea of like, let's try to make fun of couples that like talk with their mouth full and all that, and then rather than just have it play out where we can't understand the conversation, why don't we just take it to the level that is unnatural, that hasn't been done, mm-hmm. we haven't seen. And that's what kind of led to that.
I felt very unnatural, Craig. Craig, would you say it felt very unnatural?
Yeah, I would say that it's probably not something a lot of people do.
You didn't see what I saw on Saturday night, which was the Cupid Players. And apparently, now Cody Melcher is also in the studio with us. You have a show as well this weekend.
Yes.
What's your show?
Melcher and Hauser. It's Sunday at 4. This is our second time at Sketchfest.
And which theater are you in?
We are in the Box.
Excellent.
Yeah,
the Box.
My favorite.
I saw Cupid Players on Saturday. So I don't know. Do I ask this question of all the men in the studio now? Do they have to be asked the same?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
So I did a little research, Mr. Posen, and 1 in 400 men are actually capable of being able to help themselves out orally.
To orally satisfy them.
Yes.
What?
So we have one of the numbers in the show is about how one of the cast members always wanted to orally satisfy himself, and there's a big musical number about it, and the boys actually try to do it on stage.
Yes, they do, and I'm glad that they didn't succeed. I don't know if I would have been able to ever recover.
1 out of 400 men can actually orally satisfy themselves.
Yes.
Wow. Warning.
Is that just a sound effect?
That was Craig.
This is so clean. I am so clean.
We're being made.
You started it. You started it.
I didn't push the button. Craig did that. Craig.
I don't. It goes off on its own. I don't know.
Not only that, but Craig is uncomfortable with the idea that. Well, Brandon said there are two kinds of men: men that have tried and men that are lying about trying.
Of course.
That was. That's.
And then I said there's a third type of men, and I'm not uncomfortable about this idea. I just don't want to do that.
Right.
I have no desire ever to succeed at that. So I think there are some men like me who don't want to put it there.
But would you?
I don't agree.
I would not.
He'll never know. He'll never know because he won't
you
try.
You could be one of the 400.
He could be an X-Man.
Another person.
He could be an X-Man. We don't know.
Your odds are better than winning the Powerball. Now that's a Powerball.
That's a win.
I was... $1.5 billion or that.
Yeah. For the rest of your life.
Right.
Whenever.
You can take it in annual installments over 29 years.
Yes,
though,
exactly.
So there you go.
Oh my God. Craig's like, please move on from this conversation.
No, I'm not. I don't feel weird about the conversation. I just don't think that most guys out there want to do that. I'm sure there are a lot that do.
Straight guys.
We need to reach out to the
312-981-7200.
Because like it's your own.
You're anonymous. You can text us as well. 312-981. Craig's like, my eyes are burning. 312-981-7200. This is day two of having this conversation. Craig, like, I really thought this was never going to come.
Can I
just
say one thing before we solicit all these texts? Don't text us if you can do it. Do not, especially not photos.
But.
I think they should. Yeah, I would be very curious.
I mean, we got to see what it looks
399.
Like.
I would be very curious.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like if you did lip injections, it would feel like a stranger at least or something.
Oh,
you
know? We had this conversation
like
as well.
Sitting on your hand.
That's the one we had. That was the. Brian, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
This is good art. Yes. If you create art that people are still talking about it days later, then you've done well.
Is it really people or is it just Patty?
It's people. This is good. This makes me very happy. As a director and as an art creator, that people are still talking about this topic, this is good.
Well, it was also covered in the Sun-Times and the Chicago Tribune. So I'm not doing anything that wasn't covered in our highly esteemed newspapers in the city of Chicago, that was an element of your show.
That's great.
As well. And by the way, the fact that someone would say that, I don't know if it was heterosexual topics, I think if a guy wants to do that to himself, like that's not the most like heterosexual thing to want to do. Is have a penis in your mouth.
Yeah, but
even
it's
if it's yours.
Sure.
Did you just? I don't hear anything. Craig, I think there's a little bias.
Where's
there.
The warning button? Warning.
Hey.
There's a.
I get the ram ram ram, but she doesn't get the ram ram.
We should say how our audience doesn't really mind when we use the word penis, and we've learned that.
Let me do this.
It's still a weird word.
They dislike other words, but penis is okay.
I think this is the word. This is the music you should use when you're trying to do that too.
This is 3 minutes long, by the way. If you want to play the whole,
maybe William Tell was one of the 400. We don't know.
I keep trying to talk to Brian Peterlich, but
that's okay.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
You have how many? So you do how many shows a night running tech? Because I saw you running from sound booth to sound booth.
I don't. This year is the first year that I'm not doing.
So you're sort of overseeing all the sound booths.
Correct.
What happened with? And we won't say which group it was, but I know that one of the shows had a bit of a technical problem.
Yes.
Somebody had to go home, and so they had both visual, they had sound cues. Was their entire running order thrown out the door? Because they did magnificently, by the way. Do you want me to say who was?
Last Call Cleveland.
Yeah.
Oh, don't say it.
There was a moment. My favorite. I mean, like all of it was some very funny stuff. But then, you know, they were letting on that things were not going the way that they wanted. I mean, it was obvious because like their visual was like tiny little like a stamp on the big screen. And at one point, one of the guys said, "You know, you're kind of seeing behind. You're seeing, you know, some of the seams. Actually, we're all seams tonight.
Yeah,
it was kind of all the It was so much fun though.
Yeah, they did really well with dealing with it. Because they knew that. You know, this kind of stuff happens.
How sick do you have to be to go home? I've had food poisoning and done three shows.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, that guy had to be really sick.
Yeah. We lost, Mm-hmm.
Did you get, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know as a performer, if you're sick, you still go on.
Yeah.
Unless you don't have a voice.
Unless the ambulance is out front.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I performed with 103 temperature, broken limbs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, all that. You do that. As a performer, that's what you do.
Let's break bad right now.
Let's go.
Let's all do it.
You look angry at that.
No, we've lost one group because she had a cold. Oh, sorry, good pack.
Somebody had a cold?
Someone was sick. You know.
Molly cannot wrap her mind around that. What?
No, I don't. I come from old school.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You do that show.
Is it happening more because they're younger, like this generation? Because I don't want to point fingers at younger people.
A lot of the people in the sketch and improv community are not from they were not trained as dancers or theater degrees or stuff. They don't understand the work ethic that usually goes into. Am I getting myself in a trap here? No,
no,
I don't think so. You're not trained.
You're Brian Posen.
Whatever. Yeah.
You're the bee's knees. You throw this down.
You do the show. You do the show.
You do the show.
Yeah.
Was there any of that backstage, the sort of any drama going on or no?
No.
He was just gone?
Yeah.
He was just gone.
Yeah. I don't know how that whole thing happened, how he got sick and left.
Who left? Call Cleveland guy? They lost one?
Their tech person left.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a tech person.
Yeah.
So what happened is they just gave the computer to our tech guy and didn't tell the guy how to use it. And he just left.
John Craig did his very best.
Yeah,
he was sweating up there, but they did not know.
For their show, though, that tech person becomes a part of the cast.
Mm-hmm.
They then are responsible for making sure the running order goes. I mean, that's why so when I did my show on Sunday, I made
which
sure
– which was incredible, and I'm not just saying that
because
she's sitting right here.
We'll talk about that
in
a little
bit. It was incredible.
I was very – I had higher aspirations, and I was like, oh, you know, because you'd ask me if there were sketch elements to it. it. And I was like, all right, well, I'll put in a light cue. And I was I was driving to the theater, and I was calling Steve, and I'm like, what's the light effect when the lights are like, there's a butt, and I'm like they're following each other, and I couldn't come up with the word, and I was like, they're chasers, right?
Yes.
It's a chaser.
That's
I finally
correct,
got it on the way, and I told Sam I needed chasers for the laundry, and then and I just wanted some music, and it was funny because Sam had never really seen me do the show, and so it was kind of fun. I'm like, and then I turn it down, and then I I was having fun with my tech guy, but yeah, I mean, like if your show balances on it, if it's a visual, that's part of your cast. So for your show on Friday, Molly and Liam, what's the name of the show again?
The group's called Me and Some Other Guy.
Me and Some, and how many people are in this group?
We've got 7 people, I believe.
So that's you and a lot of guys.
Yeah. Ben and Russell, Ben Kirschenbaum and Russell Rutter wrote the show.
Oh, excellent. And what time is that?
It'll be at 11 o'clock in the Thrust.
We're going to miss that one. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I'm missing all your shows this week.
It's hard to make it to
But
everything.
I saw you at Sketchubator. Right. So are you going to do that again on Saturday?
We are doing Sketchubator, but there'll be different sketches that we're doing.
All right. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that was so much fun.
You'll see some stuff.
Is Fudge going to be there?
What do you call them?
Oh, that's really clever.
Is that their code name?
Like Fudged.
Yes. Fudged?
Yes.
Yes, Fudged.
Thank you.
From New York will be there. So you can actually say their name on the radio. That's pretty funny.
Fudged, yes.
Fudged.
Yeah.
Yes, they're going to be there.
Okay, because I'm still recovering from their performance last year at Sketchubator.
It was a little weird last year. Usually they have, so for the listeners, this is a group from New York that uses shock value, but it's not just shock value for the sake of shock value. They wrap it in good scenic work.
Mm-hmm.
They really do.
I believe there was a, for their regular show, it was in The Thrust, and they used a slingshot at a naked person. Does that sound familiar to you?
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
They did this one.
You got to be careful with this.
I know. It's a rooster fight. A rooster fight where
Do you mean a rooster or a sword fight?
The members had this like bald head on, and they had their hands strapped behind them, and they had flippers on their feet.
Okay.
And
like
they had a tennis ball at the end of their man part.
Excellent. Okay.
And they were and the rooster fight ended when one rooster kicked or eliminated the tennis ball off the other rooster's man part.
Okay.
Hey, come on.
That was
so good.
Very good.
Come on. Yeah. I challenge you to explain that situation.
More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio with all things Sketchfest 2016. Hashtag Sketchfest 2016. Who was hashtagging last week? It was one of the performers wanted to get it in. It was adorable. I kept meaning to ask you if we have any passes available, but I didn't want to, like...
Yes. Oh, you bet we have passes. We'd be happy to give a couple of
Friday night
passes out. That'd be great.
All right.
312-981.
312-981-7200. They know the number. Do you want to give a trivia question? How do you want people to win tickets? Do you have it? Well, we'll think about that for a moment and figure out a way to give away some tickets.
Okay.
A couple passes. Okay. I want to make sure I talk to Cody a little bit too, because you've been on the show before for
yes.
Nerdfest.
Yes.
And I did get to go see your podcast, which was fantastic.
Oh,
Elliot,
thank you.
Elliot was wonderful to watch.
Oh, yeah, Elliot's
awesome.
Yeah.
And you did a great job too. So much fun.
Oh, thank you.
What is a Sunday night show? And what?
Sunday night, it's 4 p.m. at The Box.
Mm-hmm.
It's Melcher and Hauser.
And Hauser?
Yeah.
And what will we see?
So Melcher and Hauser is Chris Hauser is my sketch partner.
Mm-hmm.
This time around though, we are doing a 5-person one because we had written a couple of 5-person sketches, so we brought on some friends of ours to.
So where are the rest of their names?
We are a duo, so it's hard. We couldn't just do Melcher and Hauser and then do like a colon
and the other
and
guys,
the rest of the
and
people.
Some other guys.
It's Megan Inslee, Stephen Lyons, and Lisa Whitmer.
Okay,
are the other three. Yeah, so last year we did just a two-person one that we wrote in a month. We finished writing it like an hour before the show, actually. Yeah, that was a fun tech because we were just telling our tech person, all right, and then there will be a sketch where we'll look at you when we're done with it, and then you just move on.
Hey, Craig, is someone calling in for passes? Because I gave out the number, and then I said we would figure out a way. Take that first caller. That first caller can get a pair of passes, a pair of tickets for Sketchfest for Friday. Friday night, Brian?
Friday night, yes.
Friday night.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah.
The Bryans are coming from both directions.
Oh, Bryans.
So last year you finished an hour before showtime.
Pretty much, yeah.
Tech on the fly then.
Yeah, kind of.
And
yeah.
Where are you in the process of finishing this show?
This one is mostly one that we did at 773 as a box partnership run last year.
Okay.
The show is called Janitors to Janitees. And so then this time around, we took out two of the sketches and then replaced two of the sketches.
Okay.
And so we finished the writing before Christmas, and then we've just kind of been running through it for the past couple of weeks.
So how are the... So you have a lot of the volunteers at Stage 773. So when someone comes in and they're like, they're standing in front of this huge calendar and there's all these boxes with different groups to see, mm-hmm. How are they describing the show? Like, how are they directing people to Melcher and Hauser?
Oh man.
Yes.
Does
anybody else know? Does anybody else want to take a crack at it?
No, we were mentioned in Time Out as one of the seven shows to see, which was
congratulations.
Awesome. No, thank you.
How much did that cost you?
It did. Just a friendly smile.
Are you one of the 400?
I don't know how that would help out in that situation.
Prove
fair
it.
Enough.
It's a nice visual.
If you like intellectual and weird and dark,
excellent.
Then that would be us.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Like if you like Monty Python, but you want a little bit more darkness in there, then I guess that would be us.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's a great description.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wonderful. And then for Me and Some Other Guy, which is on Friday night at 11 p.m. in which theater?
It's in the Thrust Theater.
Do you just like saying Thrust? It's in the Thrust.
The Thrust. Thrust Theater.
You, I saw you at Women's Fest, and I loved, there was a lot of powder on the stage, if I recall correctly.
Yes.
That was spectacular.
That was wax, which was written by Sheena Laird.
Yes. That mm-hmm. was, have you ever had that actual experience?
With waxing?
Yes.
I have not.
Yes. It was... I mean,
wax my face. That's it.
Oh,
do you really?
Do you?
Yes. Well, the mustache.
Mm-hmm.
Do you wax it?
Yeah.
I shave mine.
Really?
You shave it? Does it come back? How does it come back?
No, come feel it. I use a thin blade from Shiseido. I've never said this on the air, have I, that I shave my lip?
No, can you please touch each other's faces too?
Yeah.
No, because someone explained this to me. I remember when I was younger, there was some like facial thing, and the esthetician was telling me I had to shave off this lotion afterwards. I'm like, that sounds horrible. And she explained it to me, and then I went for a facial recently, and the woman told me the same thing. Do this facial because it clears like the layer of skin, and it's supposed to sink. And so I did some research on it, and it turns out like this is what Elizabeth Taylor did. A lot of actresses, actually, I think going all the way back to like Cleopatra, and I found these thin blades from Shiseido. You're supposed to use them like for the edges of your eyebrows, where like just get those thin ones to come back. And I have been for the last. I just take care.
Wow.
It never goes back thicker. It doesn't come back stubbly.
It doesn't go back thicker?
No. No, because wow. I mean, it's I can't remember the type of hair
it's
that
stubble?
It is.
Stubble? Is it
like no stubble. Here, you want to feel my lip?
Do you mind?
I don't mind at all. You go ahead, just right there.
I'm feeling her lip.
And it's been
describe
about
what you're
about
feeling.
Smooth like a baby.
It's been about a week.
No stubble.
But I have a friend who does. She does her chin, and she says she still gets stubble. So I think everybody's a little bit different depending on their hair type.
I'm learning so much.
I know. We're going to get some texts. Did Patty just say she shaves her lip? Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and put it all out there. Hey, we've talked about the Diva Cup before, so why not? So
last time we were talking about your Kegels.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hold on a second.
You still have your Kegel thing that rings?
My trainer, my Kegel
the
trainer.
The thing that always rings and tells you to do
your
Kegels.
Oh, my Kegel cat.
Yeah, your Kegel cat.
I have it on there. It's on my other phone. Hold on a second. Let me get my Kegel cat.
You have two phones? Are you a drug dealer?
Something like Brian, you didn't think it was going to turn out like this tonight, did you?
No, I'm fine with this. This is like every day for me.
This is really. Like being at Stage 773.
Yeah. I share an office with.
And whenever he gets all grumpy, I have this big drawer of just super balls.
Just and
I just take out a super ball
at me.
And I just start whipping them.
That was bad.
We are entering adult topics here.
By the way, we don't thank Jason's gags enough. We thank him every night for the What We Meant to Get To song, but he also does a lot of those drops and created that for moments when listeners are like, I really needed a little more warning. And they start talking like that. We don't actually ever warn. We actually do it when we're full on.
Yeah, I feel like for now we need like a leaving adult topic.
Yeah.
Come back now. Come back now. It's all good. It's all safe. Do I go right to the news? We are hanging out with our friends Liam, Molly, Cody, Brian, and Brian. And the shows that you want to see this weekend are at Stage 773 for Sketchfest. Molly and Liam are Me and Some Other Guy at 11 p.m. in the Thrust Theater at Stage 773, which is at 1225 West Belmont Avenue. And the Cupid Players at 7 p.m. on Saturday. I'm going to go see it again.
Really?
Of course. I got to see if Brandon succeeds this time. Cody Cody Melcher is in Melcher and Hauser, which is at Sunday at 4 p.m. in the box. More with all of our guests and a description of Me and Some Other Guy from our friends when we come back. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. And we will come up with a way for another set of passes to be given away. I believe we have a tweeter, a listener who said that it's not that big of a deal if you've tried to do that to yourself. Hormones raging, especially if you're a teenager. So See?
I'm not judging people. No, I'm just saying judging. That every guy doesn't want that to happen.
Had you ever heard that people had tried that before? Had that ever come up in conversation?
Yeah, of course. But okay. I'm one of guys that don't want that in there.
Does Molly have headphones? But I feel like Molly needs a...
Don't you think if
go ahead.
Pleasuring yourself with a hand had never been invented, and someone was like, "I'm gonna figure this out."
Yeah.
Do you think you would still be like, "No, that's not for me. I'm not gonna."
Did I hit something?
You started playing happy. It's fine.
Yeah, wait, I want to laugh.
That was such a happy accident.
I want to laugh.
So you're saying if no one figured out how to use the hand for that we would have been
I don't know how the next choice
to
use that.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, like, I mean, you never would have thought that would have been something you wanted to do.
I mentioned this last night, and we talked about it before. The whole, like, falling asleep on your hand so it goes numb so it feels like it's somebody else and not you thing.
Is that every time?
They call that the stranger.
The stranger. Yeah. The stranger. You couldn't try a stranger with your mouth.
Also a great movie.
Yeah, huh?
Called Bourbon.
That's what I was saying. If you did botulism injections, then that would be it.
Right? Numbing. Okay.
Yeah.
The numbing stuff that they give you at the
dentist. I just don't think every guy like wants it.
We're not going to take a poll.
You can with Twitter now.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, we can. Yeah, we can
just do a Twitter poll.
Did you not get any texts on the screen? Did you not want to take a look at those?
I have ignored most of those texts.
What are they about?
Yes.
Say them out loud.
I can't. I know. I can't even seem to read some of these. Oh, too bad.
What happened? Okay.
No, it's fine.
So we have our friends from Sketchfest 2016. The shows are starting again on Thursday, 4 p.m. No, 7 p.m. is the first show on Thursday.
First show is 8 o'clock on Thursday.
8 o'clock on Thursday.
On
you're doing
Friday,
that radio voice.
It's 7 o'clock. And Saturday, it's at 5 o'clock. And Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Oh, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Just
one,
get it all.
One
get it all down. I love that you do it in January. Like this, these are people who need something to do. The holidays are over. You run the risk of having cabin fever, right? This is not an expensive night out. It's $15. How much is a pass to see a bunch of shows?
The pass is
Brian.
37.
Why doesn't it?
37.
Because yeah, Liam took my mic. Yeah, well,
37 on Thursday. 47 on Friday
to see all the shows that you want that night,
or four, yeah, and 57 on Sunday.
So you could foreseeably on a Friday night see like 4 hours of shows for $47.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm just everyone.
6 hours. What?
Six hours.
You guys figure it out.
Seven, Friday night starts at 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
How long?
That's 5 hours.
This?
5 hours. 5 hours.
Yeah, something like that. 5 hours,
yeah.
I'll look it up right now. It's 5 hours on Friday.
This is why we're all artists.
8 hours on
time
Sunday.
Time is an illusion, really.
Eight hours on Sunday.
How many shows did I... Now, I saw Vicky Coons. I saw Kelly. I saw Marla Depew. I had to run out and get something for one of the girls. They had forgotten a prop, so I ran a 7-Eleven.
Oh, is that why? I saw you run out.
Did you see me run out the back door? Oh, did you see me
run out? Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, she had forgotten something. She needed... it was the Super Gulp. From 7-Eleven, so I made it so that she could
so
go
they
on.
Make patty pass.
Nobody, no. We were sitting in the audience during Vicky's performance, and she sat back and she goes, "Oh no!" And I was like, "What?" And she goes, "It's not a big deal. I forgot something," and she didn't ask me to at all. But I know what it's like to have something that you don't have to have, but it would really it helps you get into the moment and to do that. So I don't mind.
That's awesome. Reminds me of the end of Tim and Micah's show. Was that amazing? Did you see that?
I did see the Tim and Micah show. That was...
That everything went wrong. I really thought they forgot their prop.
Oh, no. It was fine. That
it was
the
great.
Tim and Micah, Craig was there as well. We were... He
Wasn't that great, Craig?
Mm-hmm.
I love the way that they made us all leave.
They got into a tub of water, and then did the rest of the show drenching wet, dripping wet.
Yeah.
And then brought
Is
a bunch
that
of people.
Why he was? Because I gave him a hug afterwards. I was like, "Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Show. Good show." And I was like, "God, you sweat a lot during your show."
He fully submerged himself.
Both of them got into a tub. That's the
Not
first
together,
act.
Which
got
I
it. The first scene.
Next time, I want them in a tub together.
They could. They're so skinny.
They're tall and guys. Yeah. We haven't figured out a way to give away our second pass of tickets
Ask
to.
Ask them when.
Here you go.
If you guys know when me and some other guy perform on Friday night and what stage.
There you go. What? What?
So if they time know what
does, time does the
Cupid
group...
Players goes on for right. Saturday
Actually,
night.
We already came
also,
up with it,
do
Brian,
you know so... the time that Meltzer and Hauser is performing this weekend? So we're giving away three passes, one for Friday, one for Saturday, one for Sunday? Or
we don't have
only
Saturday.
Friday.
Yeah, only just, Friday. We'll do Friday passes.
Just Friday right. passes.
That's all the out-of-state groups are in then. And mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good time.
All right, so Friday night, if you want a set of tickets, two tickets.
Sure.
And okay. That would be for, you have to tell us what time and what stage is me and some other guy performing. So that is your task. 312-981-7200. And so I was asking Cody if someone was to ask a volunteer in the lobby, what show should I see? And there's all these boxes, and they see me and some other guy. Well, what's that about? How would it be described?
Well, me and some other guy is... It's an interesting show. It's absurd, but it's very smart. There's a lot of... It's referential. There's a lot of... referencing history and pop culture, but it's good satire while maintaining a good level of absurdity, I think.
That, they're going to write that on their hand.
Yeah.
When
yeah, that's
lobby.
All. Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
That's Make sure you say this to everyone that walks in.
Everyone that walks in. That's, Liam's in there, like, handing out, like, cheat sheets. I mean, that's kind of, like, I almost wonder if you could do that, like, with the volunteers. Be like, just tell them to go to my show. Trey was so sweet. He was in my dressing room. He's like, we're trying to get more people into your theater. I'm like, I don't know how to feel about that. Well, people, I didn't really, I promoted it a little bit on this show. I've been promoting everybody's show, but I didn't, I was a little bit nervous about doing it, so I didn't go above and beyond. I apologize. I could have probably done more to market my show.
No, no. We didn't. We thought, all right, that's going to so overpack and sell out.
No,
that
it
we
didn't.
Don't need
it,
to,
it, yeah, it didn't,
yeah, it's crazy. It. Otherwise,
we'll figure it out. I'll figure it out as I improve that. But so you guys have, when we come back from the break, you guys have a scene you would like to do from me and some other guy?
It's actually a hard candy sketch.
Oh, whatever you want to do. We are here.
Yeah, we've got something special for you.
All right, excellent. Now, Brian Peterlick, you.
Peterlick?
Peterlick.
Peterlin.
Peterlin.
I like Peterlick better.
Have you not heard me say that?
I know. I have been called
But
that
it's
before.
Perfect that's that you're saying Peterlick because of the beginning of our conversation.
Yeah, that's with the Cuban.
Morning. Brian Peterlin.
Yes.
How do you gear up for this? Because I talked to you about a month ago. And,
yeah.
You know, we were talking about all the preparation. You have all these groups coming in. How do you keep everything straight? Yeah, I see you walking around with a binder.
Yes.
And
I have a binder. And
do you use it as a weapon and as an organizational tool?
Yes. It's my. It has everything that I need in it, and then I can also use it on someone.
That's important to have.
Yes, yeah.
Double duty.
Yeah. It's a lot of, everything changes all the time so quickly.
Mm-hmm. It does seem, I know I'm using this word again, it seems a bit very, I wouldn't be able to tell that there's any drama going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I mean, what happened with Last Call Cleveland, that they needed to work through that and they did a great job with
yes.
it. But everything seems to really just fly along so beautifully. I mean, I know it gets crowded, right? You've got in traffic, out traffic.
Right.
But everyone, like, nobody seems to get upset about it.
No.
Nobody, everyone's, you know, kind of chilling, having a
well,
good time.
We spent all year working on it.
Yeah. On the flow.
We started in... So
right afterwards,
this will end, and in 2 weeks we'll
start up again. We'll post from this one, and then we'll go right into the next one.
All right.
But I mean, this guy is amazing. I mean, we have 167 groups, so that's 167 texts
mm-hmm.
that has to be done before 167 shows go up. You know,
right.
But Brian is responsible for everything from the lamps, from the bulbs in the equipment to setting up the equipment and setting up the lighting plots and the websites and overseeing all the technical
It is Patty with an I, by the way, but that, I didn't want to pick on that.
No, you should have just emailed me. I would have changed it for you.
So it's amazing how many hats this guy wears.
I wanted to actually, I'm glad you brought up the lights because as you saw on Facebook, John Craig and I were lying on the floor in the lobby. John Craig was a great picture. Thank you. Well, he was on the floor, and I just wanted to go hang out with him. And I looked up, and I don't. He said that some of it was your work. The lights in the box theater were yours, because I noticed those the night I was watching Tim and Micah. They're really beautiful.
Yeah.
And they're a little bit different than each other, too, those ones that are kind of like in cages.
Yeah.
It's really well done, mm-hmm. and it lends itself to the atmosphere of that space. You have the mural on the wall, which is gorgeous, the Chicago skyline. But, I mean, it kind of gives that feeling of, I don't know what's going to happen in here.
Yeah.
And that's what those lights kind of do.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
And what about in the lobby? Are those also?
Those were actually made by us, our employees.
So cool.
You mean the bicycle wheels? Yeah, those are all made by artists. We're like, here's a bunch of junk, make a light out of it.
And they did. Yeah. And like canned lighting, sort of in like one spire hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah.
And John was telling me that it's all like airline wiring.
Aircraft carrier.
That's what it was. Yeah. It might have been late in the night.
Yeah. It was really late. A little bit tired. Yeah.
Beautiful. You really don't realize it until you lay on the floor and just look up at them and mm-hmm. sort of contemplate them.
Yeah, we want to make it not generic or sterile. We want to make it an eclectic place to come in, and it's fun without being cluttered.
I'm not saying people should lie down in the lobby, but please look up.
We encourage them.
Well, there's people walking by. When we come back, some hard candy with Liam and Molly. More after this on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez. Our friends from Sketch.
Sorry, that was me. I pressed my cough button.
Peterlin.
I pressed the cough button.
Peterlin. Brian Peterlin. Brian Posen, Cody Melcher, Molly Rayner, and Liam Galugly.
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 Well, actually,
are you sure?
Galugly.
I'm
actually not sure.
All right, fine. We'll work on that while we're on the break. More after this on 720. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio with some of the very best folks from Sketch Fest 2016, and including the mastermind behind this madness is Brian Posen. Brian Peterlin are also here in the studio. We have Cody Melcher, whose show is on Sunday night at 4 p.m. in the Box Theater.
Yeah.
Melcher and Hauser. Me and some other guy is on Friday night. Oh, do we already get our winner for that? No. All right, then tell me what time me and some other guy are appearing on Friday night. And you can win a pair of tickets for the shows on Friday night. We have a listener who wants to join the conversation. Hello, listener. Are you on the line? Hello?
I am. It's John Craig. I'm going to tell you that.
I was like, this voice sounds familiar the second he said that.
Oh, Cody just laughed. I can totally make sense.
How are you doing, JC? I don't call you JC, but I see people post JC on your Facebook page.
Oh, it's fine. Whatever. That's how I know if somebody knows me via theater or Facebook.
Oh, okay. John Craig.
Theater, they know me, JC. Everybody else, John Craig.
Gotcha. Okay. I don't know where I fall on that, but I'll do both. I'll just switch back and forth.
It works either way. I'm not going to answer any of your questions because I already know when all of those shows are. Very good.
Do you have them all memorized?
I'm sitting here in the office right now answering emails, so I have it right here in front
what
of
kind
me.
Of, okay, what kind of emails are you getting?
Just like tech questions, like can we do this, can we do that? I'm like, yes, no, will try our best, like what, bring this.
Give me a no question. What's getting a big bonk?
can I play a DVD? Like, no, bring it on a computer, like that kind of thing.
All right. By the way, I do want to thank you for the late night selfies that we exchanged at 5 a.m. on our Facebook pages. That sounds dirty. I'm sorry. Wait a minute.
There was the horn.
It was, hold on a second. It was.
Warning.
Warning.
We are entering adult topics.
I know. I don't think Elliot saw it. It was like 5 a.m. He was oddly asleep. What's going on, John Craig?
Nothing. Just getting somebody texting me right now.
I hear you on the radio.
That was me.
Okay, thanks. You're live? Great. I'm literally just answering emails and getting a gobo for something I'm throwing together for Sketchybator for After Hours.
Oh, what's a gobo?
A gobo.
What's a gobo? Brian?
A gobo is a, it's a like a design, like a they're called templates, and you slide it into it's rounds like this, and it, it's like here's a house. You know, you can turn a light into like snowflakes or whatever.
The easiest way to explain it to just the standard person has no idea what we're talking about. If you shine a giant light and you want a bat signal to appear, you need a Batman gobo.
You need a Batman gobo.
Yeah.
Who's asking for a gobo for Sketchybator? Do they get how this works? Show up and do your thing.
It's a thing that it's something I'm putting together with some of the other staff people. So I don't think anybody else knows about it that's over there.
Oh, oops.
I mean, it's the radio. Everyone on the radio knows about it.
No. But I mean, you guys don't know what we're talking about, the specific plant.
Oh, so Craig, now you know you have to be at Sketchybator on Saturday.
And now I want a gobo.
Oh. I'll get you a gobo. What do you want? Snowflakes? You want prison bars? I mean, they make
those are two very opposite things.
Why were those my only choices?
I mean, those are the only ones I know I have in the office.
Do you want the snow in prison? What do you want?
If you're the princess from Frozen, then it's both.
I actually do have snowflakes sitting right in front of me. So if you need snowflakes, Cody, we can accommodate that.
I'm good on that, and I don't want anything of guys doing stuff either. That would be enough.
A gobo of Cupid players with their pants down. John Craig, anything else we can talk about, or are you? Because we're going to do a scene. Yes,
you guys go back. I'm going to wrap this up here and try to get some sleep before tomorrow.
Would you please get that done? Thank you so much for all your hard work too. I look forward to seeing you on Thursday.
I will see you then.
And you'll see John Craig at the. He's not skulking. He's lurking. I lurk. I lurk a lot too. He'll be everywhere.
I'm definitely a lurker.
He'll be everywhere he needs to be on the whole weekend. All right. Good night. Get some sleep, John.
Hi. Thanks. All right,
of course. Bye. So we have a scene from Hard Candy with Molly and Liam, and here they are.
It can happen anytime, at anywhere. Your stomach tightens, and you just can't hold it in any longer. And that's when it happens. Now, not only have you exposed your friends to an embarrassing bodily odor, you've exposed them to farticles. Farticles are fart particles that contaminate the air when you fart. And that's just the simple part. Farticles are particles that linger around in the air even after a fart has come and gone. And while you and your friends are laughing and talking about the sound and smell your fart made, you're eating farticles. And don't just take my word for it.
Hello. Hi, I'm Dr. Bart Warnicles. Science has proven that when you fart, pesky farticles explode into the air like a firework, contaminating your eyes, mouth, and most importantly, your loved ones. But now, thanks to Dr. Bart Warnicles' Farticle Miracle Spray, you can get rid of those pesky farticles before they escape your pants.
Dr. Bart Warnicles' Farticle Miracle Spray will not get rid of that disgusting bodily odor, because nothing will. But it will eliminate those pesky farticles before they enter your articles.
Trust me, I'm wearing a marnicle.
Farticles can exist anywhere, so beware of closed spaces such as cars. Car farticles are by far the hardest farticles to handle. So make sure you get some of Dr. Bart Warnicle's Farticle Car Marnicle Spray.
Ever had butt acne? That's not butt acne. Those are fart barnacles. Fart barnacles are caused by farticles living in your underwear articles. Get rid of those disgusting fart barnacles with Mr. Dr. Bart Warnicle's Farticle Miracle Rub.
And if you call Patty Vasquez right now on WGN, we'll send you a copy of Dr. Bart Warnicle's Chronicles of Farticles, which chronicles all of Dr. Bart Warnicle's farticle articles, from finish to starticles.
We'll even include a shart chart to chart your sharts. It's just the barst.
So, don't let farticles crash your particles. Get one of Dr. Bart Warnicle's Farticle Markle Prodicles today, and start living your life
farticle-free.
I think Dr. Seuss would be so proud of what just happened on my show. I do love the rhythm that you guys often have, whether it's musical or verbal, you know, just in the written word. There's an energy that you always have. And Molly, just to be fair, Liam, I've seen Molly more. But you guys have this, I don't know, there's just such a mirth, but it's even more than that. It's a mirth.
There's a billion feel to them.
There is. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. When people like hear something, they're like, oh, that was just, these young people, they just talk about. We haven't invented talking about things that are embarrassing or sexual or, you know, scatological. I mean, like, it's part of the human experience. And this is from before vaudeville, from before, I mean, back to the Romans, to the
Greeks,
you know.
Yeah.
we just Cody. They probably talked about, they absolutely talked about farts in Greece.
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't they wore robes? They didn't want to have their farticles all trapped.
Oh, gross. Gross.
And by the way, I did like Esmeralda and Craig. Like, they weren't quite sure how to respond to, like, Esmeralda.
It was very Dr. Seussie,
wasn't it? It was. And Craig was like, I don't, did they say a word? I'm not sure where that word
yeah,
falls.
Yeah, no, it was hard to FCC. Decide if we should drop that
yeah.
one or
no,
not.
No, Shart?
Yeah, I watched them. Shart, yeah.
Shart is fine.
Shart?
Yeah, we said it on
he looked
live
up,
TV.
His eyes right. opened a little bit.
It was predominantly a PSA, so that whole thing mm-hmm. was great.
Yeah, I mean, go. Like, it's just trying to help people. I don't understand what the problem is. We are hanging out with Sketchfest with our some of our favorite performers. Cody Melcher is here. So is Liam...
Gologly.
Culliver.
Well, how do you say it? When I mean, what makes you wince? What go lightly? I'm sure that makes you wince.
Go lightly.
I think often people make the first A an O. Well, there's only one A, but like people will say like Galuli or just weird stuff. Like they're not even reading it. They just see jumble of letters and then come up with whatever they want.
Are cold callers, like, you know, people marketing, is that the worst? Because they really, they have to stumble all over. Is Mr.
I usually just say, yes, it's me, before they even, like, get anything out.
Yeah, whenever someone says, I'm trying to reach Patty Vasquez, I'm like, oh, you don't know me, I'm going to hang out. Yeah. It's only a small mistake. Yeah. I don't play. I don't. And how about you, Molly? Your last name? What do you
get? I get Ronner.
Malls Ronner.
Malls Ronner. Malls Renhier. Rainier. Rainher.
Rainher.
But is it more frustrating to see people spell your name with a Y?
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. When I see my last name spelled wrong, it grosses me out.
I think it's funny when people write on your Facebook your name with a Y.
Even though they
see... says your name on your Facebook.
You can't even tag...
It's not my first name, yeah.
You can't tag her if you're spelling it incorrectly.
Right.
Yeah. It's very strange. Cody, do you get any mispronunciations?
I get Meckler.
Oh, Melk? Oh.
Yeah, Melcher, and I get Meckler. That actually happened to me the first time I auditioned for JFL. The host introduced me as Cody Meckler. I get Corey all the time. I have a joke about being called Corey all the time.
Oh, that's going to be annoying.
Yeah. I mean, it's gotten to a point now where I just don't correct people anymore. Right. So I just roll with Corey for a while. I had a friend one time for 2 years. He called me Corey, and I finally found out one time when we added each other on Facebook.
If you do that, do you also kind of create a new persona for Corey?
Yes.
When I'm Greg is a different guy. If you meet Greg, he's crazy.
Corey's a lot more relaxed because he'll let you call him Corey.
Yeah, exactly.
He gets to get away with a lot more
he's
stuff.
He's a little more casual. He doesn't wear the full jacket. It's just the vest.
And we already know that Brian Peterlin doesn't necessarily correct people right away when they say his name.
Do you know what I usually get is, because everyone at the building calls me Peterlin because there's Brian Posen, so it's just easier to identify.
Oh, sure.
People think my first name is Peter. And my last name is Lynn.
Yeah.
So I'll get emails like, hey, Peter, I was wondering about this. And I'm just like, And my signature says Brian.
Right.
And I was like, and then I write, thank you, Brian Peterlin. And then they'll be like, oh, Peter, that's great. And it's like, you didn't get to hit the first time I sent it to you, but okay.
You're not even reading what I wrote to you.
I had to correct somebody about that one time at 773 that they thought your name was Peter. They're like, I'm looking for Peter. And I was like, no, I think you mean Peterlin.
Yeah, I got an email today from somebody calling me Peter. That's why
Caps doesn't work. There's calling him and go, could we correct this right now?
Mr. Lin.
Mr. Lin. I've gotten Mr. Lin before. Hey, Mr. Lin.
Mr. Lin. I'd like to order the number 4. Yeah. Brian Posen, do you ever get the wrong name?
Oh, yeah. I get Posey, Poison, Posner. I get Posner a lot.
Posner.
But I get Posane. People think I'm Brian Posehn.
Yes, you know, I can imagine.
I can see that. Yeah.
And I get a lot of stuff asking me about my gigs in L.A. and stuff like that.
Posehn.
I sent you an email for Chicago Nerd Comedy Festival last year where I called you Brian, and then I sent a follow-up email apologizing because it felt weird because I was like, I've only ever called you Posen, and so I felt like I needed to apologize.
I'm so sorry about my first name.
It seemed too weird to just say Brian. I felt out of place.
Collins, do you ever get we get Greg, you were saying.
Yeah, I said I get Greg for my first name, and then my last name, which I don't use on air, I get a lot of different variations of. Yeah. No one can say it correctly, actually.
Yeah, both of us
why
have
I changed it.
We both have different names, and no one will ever know what those are.
Yeah, we'll never share them.
Never share
them. It's like the secret of the phantom.
It is a little bit. We are other people. We do create other personas. Esmeralda, Leon, do you get other mistakes? Well, Leon, I mean, I've tried so hard to make it so much more Spanish. De Leon.
Yeah, well, there's no day.
I know.
To start. No, I don't really get. I get more. It's more the spelling than how people say it. They'll spell my name with a Z.
Esmeralda.
Yeah, oh, which is like that's fine.
That's all right. It's still pronounced the same way. So Esmeralda.
Yeah, and then E at the. So my name is Esmeralda. Mm-hmm. People spell ELDA, which, you know, it's fine.
But on my phone, it just autofills now.
Oh, well,
I,
nice.
I text you so much. It just Aww. Autofills for me. I hope I'm doing it correctly. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. I've held my guests over, even though I know that they're all tired. But I like them so much. By at this point now, they're staying for our dance party. For our what we've got to
yeah,
get
we
to
are.
Dance party.
Yeah.
It's of your choice. You don't have to commit to your level of desire. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, but if you do nothing, we'll be really sad.
Yeah, we'll be it will be caught on video.
And if you all dance, it will be epic because there's so many of you.
Yes, and let me get my tripod ready. And I don't mean that euphemistically. I was talking earlier about the State of the Union address, which Griffin wanted to watch because I asked him how he wanted to celebrate his victory in this morning's spelling bee, and he said, "Can we just do burgers and watch the State of the Union address?" As every 12-year-old, I believe, said to their mommy today.
Burgers sounds so good.
That sounds good.
We had bacon cheeseburgers. I had anchovy pizza, which apparently.
Oh, weird.
Never have Ooh. I ever.
Brian, are you.
I would be down for that.
Coletti's pizza. All right, I'm going to see if I can try to get one for you this weekend when I come to the theater. Coletti's,
nice.
Coletti's pizza is my favorite anchovy pizza, unless there's another place. But I bet you Nick and Vito and Nick's probably makes a good anchovy pizza because they've got that really nice, thin, crispy. Why are you making these faces?
Anchovies is
okay.
I don't like green peppers. I don't get like.
Pineapple on pizza. Uh-huh. Barbecue sauce instead of tomato sauce.
You're getting,
pineapple
makes you angry?
And Canadian bacon. That's the best pizza. A little bit of blue cheese.
You realize that like pizza crust is a delivery system, right? Yeah. So you put things on it that you want to put in your face. So if you happen to like anchovies, that's what you put on your pizza.
I'm going to have the best bread. As soon as I eat it, I'm going to come over and just breathe. Up in your face.
I rinsed. I've been chewing gum. My hands smell. My husband is like, I can't believe I'm touching this. Yeah,
I eat my pizzas and my cheeseburgers the exact same. Like, it's the exact same ingredients, pretty much.
See?
Because I do.
It's a delivery system. A bun is a delivery system.
Yeah. Sauce, it's bread, sauce, cheese, and then I do ground beef on my pizza. System. And then it's basically the same thing, except for ketchup instead of sauce.
Yeah.
Boom. Done. Done. Tomatoes, got it all in.
All of you are still trying to wrap your minds around anchovy pizza.
I'm just hungry now.
I don't care if it's anchovy pizza.
Well,
I don't care.
I work at a pizza place, so anytime an anchovy pizza comes out or someone orders an anchovy
pizza. Don't do anything bad to my pizza.
I don't. I just think to myself, you just ruined your pizza. You just... I don't know why you would do that to yourself.
Can I ask what pizza place you work at?
I work at Peace Pizzeria in Wicker Park.
You do? We were supposed to have them on. Let's get a hold of them, and I want to get an anchovy pizza from
so
them.
Because they're so good.
That hot dog pizza.
Oh, that hot dog.
Oh, man.
I had some good pizza from them. And it's massive. It's like this huge football field that comes out on your table. I won't make that all anchovy. My husband used to complain when he would come over when we were dating, my dad and I. My mom loves anchovy pizza too. And we would get half cheese or whatever.
Oh, no.
He's like, you can't. Yeah, he goes, you've ruined the whole pizza.
It's in the same box.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
But I did order my anchovy to celebrate, and we watched the State of the Union address. And there were, Esmeralda and I talked a little bit earlier about some of the visuals that were going on. And when the camera landed on Kim Davis, I was like, she really went all out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, she's wearing Joseph in the Technicolor sweater.
Yes.
With teacher vest and then just long skirt showing as little as possible. Oh, yeah. And then the bun on top. Yeah,
it was like something going on here, but then like also like it was like a massive mullet or something.
Well, she's doing the kind of just traditional, like I think somebody described it as like a Mars Attacks brain hair look is kind of what's going on there. Yeah.
Yeah. I was saying earlier that she really wants no homosexuals to come anywhere near her to haven't participated in makeup or hair or wardrobe.
None whatsoever.
Yeah. Those clothes were not made or designed.
She looks like her hairstyle looked a lot like what was described in The Wizard of Oz, Queen Mombi's hairstyles on her different heads that she collected. Yeah. That's pretty much exactly what's going on there.
Yeah, it was. Did you notice other styles? Esmeralda and I were there was a woman who had sort of this gold and cream colored cap.
Oh, I think I saw a bit of that. Yeah. No, I mean, it was getting inauguration hat fun every once in a while.
Yeah. It was a little strange. One woman with a big pink flower.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then, why am I blanking on her name? The former secretary.
Not Madeleine Albright.
No, I'm not sorry. Not
Hillary
secretary.
Clinton,
Speaker of the House. Former Speaker of the House.
Nancy
San Francisco.
Pelosi.
Thank you. I don't know why I'm blanking on it. Pelosi had like a fun little necklace going on
there. Oh, did she?
And she also kept checking her Apple Watch. It was great.
See, this is how we watch. I try to watch both for content and also for the spectacle of people. people.
Yeah, I like that they slipped Grumpy Cat in behind Obama for most of it. Wasn't that was great.
He was so smirky.
Yeah, I didn't know they invited Grumpy Cat. Yeah. That was great, and they gave him a speakership.
Yeah, I mean, like, there was a moment. Like, I get that he's not going to clap for anything that President Obama says.
Right.
But when someone says we want less, we want fewer children to die from gun violence. Like, if that's not something you can get behind.
Oh sure.
Of course.
if that's not something where you can, like, take that look off your face. I don't know what.
Oh yeah, no, he's not going to give anything. I'm waiting for at one point there'll just be a speaker just sitting there playing Nintendo or something. Full on. Why haven't we gotten to that point yet if you're just going to go for it?
Do you find, because we're talking about stuff that we watch on TV, do you find yourself, because you're all performers, you're all writing something constantly or know that you know there's something you have to incorporate somehow artistically, do you observe, because I had to take a picture of a woman yesterday. I hate when people drive with mattresses on the roof of their cars. Like, somehow I'm supposed to trust your ability to use twine to not have this. And she had not one but two mattresses. Craig, did talk about this on the air last night? It was a Honda Pilot. I have a picture. I don't want to post it because it has her license plate on it. But I was like, I got it. You have that moment where you're like, I gotta get around this person.
Yeah.
I can't be behind them. I pull up next to her. She's got a cell phone cradled on the shoulder, but then she's lighting a cigarette with the other hand. And I look in the front. She has a baby car seat in the front but like turned sideways, so like wedged between the dash and the seat. But do you see things like that? You're like, I don't even know what I'm supposed to do with this information. Yeah. Like, this seems like citizen's arrest right now. Do you ever take pictures of people like in public? Like, this is bad behavior. Nobody? Am I the only one that does this?
I did.
It's the anchovy eaters. I'm just saying.
I was driving down Belmont and I got this. I came up, it was 2 in the morning, and you know, Belmont and Halsted area. It's real crazy. And I watching this guy kind of stumble across the street, and this is in the middle of summer. He takes his shirt off, pants all the way down to his ankles. And just stood in the middle of the street. And I'm like, get out of my way. I got to go. All right, hold on 1 second. I pulled my phone out. I took like 5 pictures. I was like, this is crazy. I could see this guy's just standing here. And people are just walking by him in the crosswalk like nothing's going on.
Oh, my God.
And then he pulls his pants back up. And
and that's it. Not even like nothing else to be seen.
Yeah.
Like, he was hoping there would be a camera moment.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you don't make eye contact at Belmont and Halsted.
No.
That's, no.
It's eyes forward down, you're going.
Yeah. And I secretly feel bad doing it. Like, like, if someone is secretly taking pictures of me, I would feel weird.
Yeah.
Right.
But then at the same time, I'm like, I don't care. I got it. This is so funny. I got to show pose. I'm going to show pose in this in the morning. Yeah. It'll be great.
I'll take pictures of weird situations or stuff, not usually exactly people. Like, I took a picture one time when I was stopped at a stoplight behind a UPS truck that was a postal delivery truck. Like, it said, it had like the postal stuff on it, but it was a rental truck. So it was just like, I was like, are they just really that hard on time that they just can't afford trucks anymore?
It's
like,
just that's renting
them. That's how bad the postal service is. Or one time at Target during Halloween, I saw a pirate mask that had an eye patch on it and then an eye hole cut out of the eye patch. And I was just like, yep, that's it. Brilliant. Lock it in.
That goes on there.
Yep.
I've been taking pictures with my Lyft and Uber drivers. I'll post tonight's. I was so angry at tonight's Uber driver.
I've been seeing some of your posts.
When they're good, I figure if I'm going to do the bad ones, I should also do the good ones.
That's
right?
Good.
To balance.
That's good.
Tonight, the guy he called and he was yelling at me. I was at Mahoney's. The stand-up comics in Chicago had our first Christmas party. I can say now where it was because it's come and gone. Or they might still be there. But so I put Mahoney's in as my pickup destination. And he calls me. He's yelling at me. I'm standing outside under the Mahoney's awning. And he's like, where are you? And I'm like, I'm outside. You're in a car. I think that you need to come to me. And I gave him the address. And he's yelling at me. He's like, I'm at Racine and whatever it was. I'm like, okay, but I'm at 551 Ogden. And he just kept yelling at me. So that picture will be online. I do not look pleased in that picture.
Oh, no.
It was really chilly out. So I'm setting up our camera for
rate him? Because you can get money back.
One star for that guy.
Yeah, they'll send you your money right back.
We had a night when we went to go see The Force Awakens. I had a Lyft driver drop me off in the middle of traffic.
Wow.
He said, you know what, how about if you just get out here, because I can't get over this. Bus is in my way.
Really?
And I was like, yeah, it's fine. And I contacted Lyft, and I got not only a credit for the ride, but also other credits. Yeah.
I had a Lyft driver one time tell me that homosexuality was an American invention. And I was just like, can I just get to work?
What?
Yeah.
Just like, pull over here.
I was like, we don't have... He's like, it doesn't exist where I come from in Uganda. And I was like, I'm pretty sure you guys are voting on a bill about it right now. But okay, sure, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, you can't outlaw. Yeah. Saying you're going to outlaw doesn't mean it doesn't exist. You can't banish it into non-existence.
So much fun. So much fun that ride.
And for those of you who are like, well, maybe you should be back in cabs. My dad was a cab driver for 50 years. And I assure, it's such an easier system, though. And I have a lot of complaints about cab drivers too. Mm-hmm. I would say they're much more reckless. I am always,
You know, I took a cab for the first time in a while the other day, and I was like, "Man, he is going so fast!
Yes,
he's just like flooring it at any opportunity."
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, the answer is do your best, catch a ride when you can. Yeah. You know, hope that. I my dad probably would have adjusted and gone with Uber or Lyft because you can make your own hours. I mean, the cabs industry, they're not evolving. And they're being squeezed by the city, by the state, with taxes, with regulations. And I think there has to be some sort of parity when it comes to how we regulate.
Yeah, they're raising the prices again.
The share rides have to. There has to be some sort of balance for them so that everybody can benefit, both the riders and the people who work for them. All right, that was my moment. I'm going to sit down. And we know what happens next. More after this on 720 WGN.
We didn't have time for it. We didn't have time to talk about it. It did not make the show. It had to go. Maybe next time. I don't know. This is the end of the show. We gotta go. The end of the show. Do-si-do. No, we didn't get to it. We thought we had time, but we blew. Don't have time to discuss the amount of rain in Central Peru. No guitar picks, no flashlights, no candlesticks, no time, we ran out. That's what this is all about. Time just went too fast. There's no more sand in the hourglass.
Okay, I think officially our biggest... Craig, come back to us, Craig. Does it take any pressure of you to have that many people in the studio? Wow, I think it's the most moving around I've ever done for.
Oh my god,
that was magnificent, everyone! Thank you all so much for dancing with us. You can go to WGNRadio.com for whatever I didn't get on the camera. We should also have on the live stream. It's still there. You can rewind it.
Which is so great.
I've just lodged a couple of my undergarments. I have to fix one. I mentioned your iron.
I've got a bump in my bustle.
That sounds like a euphemism. What didn't we get to? I know people have been calling about the Powerball. You had someone earlier ask about their taxes. And
Someone just asked me to explain all the tax implications if they win the Powerball, so that was nice.
Okay.
They seem very confident, so that they know.
Over $1.2
billion. It's $1.5
billion. What?
Wow. Yeah, they raised it today.
$1.5 billion.
Dude,
Brian's like, maybe I will buy a ticket.
That's if you do the annuity, though.
Why everyone's been following
Right. Over 29 years.
Well, they did say that 85% of all the possible number combinations have been purchased.
Yes.
So what about how do you get those last 15?
I don't know.
No one's going to say
You get a lot of tickets.
We got to get a guy on the inside.
Oh, that seems complicated and illegal. But I like it. I like where you're going with that. Molly, what's your stat?
I have a statistic. My dad texted me this. I don't know where he got it from.
Dad stats.
But he said if you win the Powerball at what it was, which was $950 million,
Okay.
And the feds get half of that,
okay,
or $425 million, there are still 350 million people. There are 350 million people in the U.S., so if you wanted, you could give each person in the U.S. $1 million and still have 1.5 for yourself.
That is not true.
That's not true.
Yeah, they followed the math on that. That was going around.
Right, yeah.
Oh.
And then, but
I told you.
It's not on your dad. This is why I often repost things that I don't double check, too, so I'm not going to blame your dad on this one. but yeah.
It's $4.33.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Think about it. There are 350 million people. That's just a dollar. That's $350 billion already.
Yeah. Right. Sure.
And then like I would just go to the return address and be like, hey, where's the rest of it?
There's another one that I saw before I came here. It was a lady saying, I bought this Powerball ticket. If you like and share this Facebook post,
yes.
And I win, I will split it evenly with every single person that liked and shared this Facebook post.
She's not No. Also,
how would she find you?
Exactly.
By the way,
are you Brian Peterlin? No, I'm Peter Lynn.
Check this out. The community of Park Ridge posted that same thing. If you like and share our post, and we win, we will share it with you. That's a kind of a strange. That's an interesting way to bump up your numbers.
I mean, to be fair, it's the closest America's going to get to socialism. So there you go.
That's true.
That's a good way to put it.
Capitalist socialism. Yeah. We found it, everybody. We solved the problem.
We're done.
I like the way you're thinking. If I win, I'll share it with everyone in this room.
Aww.
I love you, Mom.
But not everyone listening.
Wait, do I count?
Yes.
Okay, he's behind a bunch of glass. I'm going to have to sue her and stuff.
And Esmeralda. And there aren't that many people in the building. Let's just do the building.
You're not going to get much if you sue me.
Or you'll get a lot if she sues you.
Yeah. Maybe a Panera bread card.
Ooh,
oh, that's nice. I like those.
I think that's a wonderful.
With $1 million on it.
Oh, man.
Panera she'll actually cares. Just give you the Panera, yeah, the store. You, yeah. Now you,
you
own
can have the store.
You own this Panera bread.
Franchise.
What else did we not get to tonight, Craig? I know we had some other stories.
I gotta click on this guy.
Yeah, we didn't get to any of our stories.
Why boredom is anything but boring? There's a whole article in Slate magazine about that.
Why? I remember growing up, like,
it's
remember
a
when
mind teaser?
Remember when people would be like, "What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. I'm bored. What do you want to do?
Oh, man.
Being bored.
Being bored.
Wow.
Yeah,
I know. When was the last time you were bored, Brian?
I can't remember the last time.
Me either.
Bored.
Yeah, because we have so much at our fingertips now.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Including that.
In a board meeting.
No, but I'm serious.
Warning.
I
don't have a corny. I don't have a corny button.
Budgets and stuff like that.
I don't know.
I think our staff meetings are pretty bored in. Because I'll sit there, I'll watch him in our staff meetings, and just like this.
No, I'm doodling. It helps me concentrate.
You came in here, you were climbing on the back of that chair. It's hard for you to sit still, isn't it?
It is, it really is.
Here, maybe we need to do this
I can't do the sit down for hours. I don't know how people sit all day and
next talk. Meeting, bring this in, Brian Peterlin. Just give him that. You've been wanting to know what these buttons do for a while, haven't you? How do I get the rest of my buttons, Craig? I only have a few of them.
Yeah, let me get your buttons for you.
Can you get my buttons? Because otherwise, yeah. Oh, wait, hold on a second. There go the rest of them.
There's all your buttons.
I have a little bit of a toy. Okay, hold on a second. Where did hold on. There's that one, right?
Okay.
So is that how you feel in a board meeting?
Do you have a duck? Anything in a duck?
No.
What do you have in a duck?
I have this. Do you want to do this?
I really something in a duck.
I like that we're getting requests.
Do you have any generic waterfowl whatsoever?
You got a fowl, preferably a duck.
Yeah.
You know what?
Ding dong.
You're a big ding dong. Yeah. Sometimes I just play with the buttons.
Yeah.
I don't know how to hook up the other ones. I know that one works too. Yes, Craig.
Oh, well, there are other stories we meant to get to. There is a suicidal deer sign in Paxson, Illinois, that has gone viral. It actually does say "Beware of suicidal deer."
Oh wow!
But
yeah.
It's on a real highway in Illinois in Paxson, and it says suicidal deer.
So the deer are just running into traffic. I can't take
that
it anymore.
Or this is a joke. I assume that this is a silly joke.
I feel like that requires knowledge of intent. And unless the deer left a note, we don't know what the intent was.
Yeah, are they trying to be funny? Which seems like kind of a weird way to go about it.
Yeah. It's a little
sad. Is it the standard yellow sign?
It is.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And it's for 5 miles, too, so that's a lot of miles of suicidal deer.
That's somebody who always sees the slow children sign and laughs every single time. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's kind of mean. I mean, you know, they're kids with...
Did you see the one that Rachel Maddow got put in somewhere where it's owls were attacking people, and so she suggested that they put a yellow sign of a person running with an owl attacking it, and they put the sign in?
Yes. And that last year we were covering this story where there were joggers who were being, like, owls were sweeping in and attacking them.
Yeah, and Rachel Maddow got them to put up an actual yellow sign
which
of
I think,
a person being
how
attacked
do you,
by an
how
owl.
Do you run a, but how do you be aware of owls? I mean, like, it kind of, right?
I don't know.
It kind of happens or doesn't, right?
That sounds like a Lewis Carroll math, like, trivia
I mean,
joke.
You kind of run like this the whole time. I don't know what you do. I mean, it's kind of like when people say heads up, so you look up just in time to be hit in the face with a ball. That's
sure.
Like,
yeah, I'd rather have it hit the top of my head.
Right, heads down.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Why would I take that to the face?
Yeah, that's why I didn't play sports.
Yeah.
They keep yelling heads up.
Yeah, why take the risk, you know?
That's a good point. I think that's fair. That's fair. What else we got, Craig?
Rom wants to raise the age you can buy tobacco from 18 to 21.
I heard that.
Well, look at the artist taking it seriously. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, it cited other cities that have done it. So they're like, we might as well do that, too.
It doesn't make sense.
Underage.
It doesn't generate revenue.
Yeah, I wonder what
I don't really think they care. Like, the tax on a pack of cigarettes is ridiculous in the city.
That seems more for appearances than it does for anything else. Because they'll still get it. They'll still get the cigarettes. Changes image, you think, a little bit?
Yeah. I love that this is the hill he's decided to march up to change his image. What's the least I can do to make people like me?